This is KGNU Media Gardens, Nuestras Ondas, La Encrucijada, where Boulder County youth tell their stories, give their perspectives, and become a seed to amplify youth voices from our community. Today's segment is brought to you in partnership with students from Boulder High School's AVID program.
My name is Yair Sanchez.
My name is Emmanuel Calderon.
Today we're going to be talking about video games and if they make you violent or not. There's a lot of evidence pointing both ways, so today we're going to use evidence to talk on both sides. And yeah, so our first topic is if it makes kids violent.
So what do you believe? Does it depend on the video game? Does it depend on the student,
yes,
the kid? Does it depend on, you know, like their mental capacity?
I think definitely mental capacity, like what's going on with their life, any issues like with parents or any trauma like that, definitely affects that.
I feel like it is just their mentality as well, because it's like, honestly, if you have a really strong mentality, video games aren't really going to hurt you or like make you pissed off.
Exactly.
In any aspect.
Exactly.
But it's like you said, it's like if they are mentally ill or like something is like in their life that's affecting it.
And they're kids too, like they're,
yeah,
they're very vulnerable, they're still learning.
You're not like a full-blown adult at that point.
Anything that like they get exposed to, they learn that, you know? So if it's like a violent video game, they're going to remember that, they're going to...
And they're going to love the game, and then if they end up like losing, it's just, it can induce rage technically.
Yeah.
To whatever you're doing.
Yes.
But I also feel like it falls into the adrenaline. Because you know how, like, when you're playing games, you feel very rushed?
Oh, yes.
Like, depending on, like, the game, like, a 3v1, your body's, like, have you ever had that? Like, your heart is beating so fast.
Yes.
And your adrenaline bumps up.
Yes.
And indeed. I feel like that causes a lot, because it's, like, your body's actively, like, fight or flight, technically.
Yes.
Because you want to win.
It's very stressful, too, and I don't know, that definitely, that weighs in, eventually, on kids.
Yeah, it does.
So, we should move on to the next topic, which is just if video games are, you know, evidence that don't make them aggressive.
Well, I feel like we just said their mental capacity. It's like,
yeah,
there's games. Well, there's obviously games that don't cause any aggression. I understand like Call of Duty and like shooter games. Like,
oh, yeah.
Mainly like Battle Royale games nowadays that they're really popular. Like, it's been causing a lot of rage to people. But I also feel like it doesn't affect aggression as much. Like, if you're playing, like, Minecraft or something, because you're just enjoying the game you're in.
Yes, Minecraft. It's a relaxing type game. And then just even, like, games like COD, yeah. In general, I feel like eventually they'll mature. Like, kids will mature, and then they won't act out based on video games. Like, sure, they might if it's something else based on, like, their life. But video games itself, like, that's...
I feel like it's just a part of their life. That's your own... Those are your emotions just tumbling over you. Because, like, you're not aggressive for nothing. Like, you can't just get on a game and just immediately say, I got mad, or, like, I got aggressive because of this game. Like, this game is the reason I hate everyone, or this game is the reason I'm more aggressive
towards people. Like, it isn't the number one reason for you to lash out.
Yeah, I feel like it's already, like, a part of you. It's like,
yes, that is something that you already
they
developed.
Do not, yes... It might affect your aggression, but I don't see it like completely being the reason you're aggressive towards others.
Yes.
I feel like that's just your own personality at that point.
All right. So for our final topic, it's just a neutral perspective, talking about both sides, our opinions on both matters.
We could honestly judge both sides because, one, you could say they're not aggressive in any aspect, at least people who usually play video games a lot. I'm not gonna lie, you could be like, I'm not aggressive, but in reality other people will view you and be like, you changed a lot and now you're a little bit more aggressive than you used to be. And it's like, I don't see it really affecting aggression at all, but it has its capacity at times. It has its location in your mind.
Okay. Well, in my opinion, spit out some data, information, evidence that backs up that video games affect aggression is the Columbine shooting. Mm-hmm. The kids who did that, they literally were influenced by playing, what was it?
Doom.
Doom? Yeah. It's like, sure, they must have been more aggravated before the game, but they used that game to, like, influence their aggression.
Yeah, but I feel like It was mainly also like, I don't really think it influenced their aggression, to be honest. They used it to replicate what they would do. Mentally, it's like they were already in that state. You can't say Doom influenced them to go do that and be like, oh, now I want to go shoot up the school. So I feel like they were already in that mindset that they were already planning on doing it. But the game just helped them create what they wanted to do. Because with research that was done, it also says that they used the game Doom where he replicated the school and would go on a massacre in the game. But to be honest, like, I don't see it causing violence. I feel like it's just because I'm so used to it.
Yes, you are.
Because I understand, like, I get mad as well on video games. And yeah, all
me
that.
Too, but, and I don't, you know, but for some other people, they definitely, you know, use that as a way to let out their anger. And then eventually, it just, they burst. They do something.
I don't know. I don't, just personally, because of how many times I've played video games, to me, it's like, I'm so used to it.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm going to get mad. I'm not going to get mad. It doesn't.
That's it. What are you guys' opinions on the matter?
A diversity of youth voices and perspectives is crucial for a rich, informative, and creative media landscape that enables the growth of civic participation and community strengthening. The KGNU Media Gardens Youth Initiative will continue to amplify more young voices and perspectives through these airwaves.